Okay, I am here at AEM's Ag Executive Forum in St. Louis. With me is Gary McDonald with MacDon Industries. And Gary, give me a little bit of background of your company.
Sure. MacDon Industries is a family-owned company in Winnipeg, Canada. We specialize in manufacture of harvesting equipment, grain and hay harvesting machinery, which we ship around the world.
Mm-hmm. And you've been a part of in helping to get started with the organization of AgConnect Expo coming up in 2010 as part of the AEM, the committee that's putting this together. Tell me a little bit about what you think about AgConnect and what you think that's going to offer the industry.
I think AgConnect will be the biggest thing to hit the ag industry for many, many years in terms of what it offers, not only the producers but the manufacturers and all of the different segments of agriculture. It'll be a meeting place, which will happen every 2 years, in a key part of North America, and it will offer an opportunity for manufacturers to show the latest technology for the different segments of agriculture, to interact with each other, to support each other, and to look at leading edge, not only technology, but trends and opportunities to improve the productivity of today's producers from North America and around the world.
Why is the global aspect of AgConnect so important?
Well, speaking for our small little manufacturing entity in Canada, as an example, our market going back about 20, 25 years ago, we were about 80% Canadian market, accounted for 80% of our business, of our sales, 20% U.S. And today the breakdown would be about 35% Canada, 35% U.S., and heading towards 30% offshore, outside North America. So the export markets have grown in a huge way in a very short period of time over the last 10, 12 years, and I see that trend continuing. For manufacturers, you really need to be there in order to tap into your potential.
And not just for the equipment manufacturers, for the producers as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. And producers are looking for the latest technology, whatever they can get their hands on, that will increase their productivity and the capacity of their operation, whether they're in Russia or Kazakhstan or Asia or North America.
Now, there's been a comparison of this, of AgConnect, to Agritechnica, which is an international event that some people may not have been to, especially in this country. How would you draw a comparison between the plans for AgConnect and what Agritechnica is?
Agritechnica would be the largest ag equipment show, certainly in Europe, and it works out of Hanover, Germany, every 2 years. AgConnect will be similar in format, and I anticipate we will grow to a similar size before too long, but a big component that we really spend a lot of time and effort working on will be the educational part of it. And we see that as being a big draw for not only North American producers, but producers from around the world to come to our event, AgConnect, to learn the latest technology and the latest opportunities.
Very good. Thank you very much, Gary McDonald. I'm Cindy Zimmerman, reporting from St. Louis.